Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Pop quiz today, where is Annville, Kentucky? 10 years ago, I didn't know either. Or about the Jackson County Regional Food Center.
We think it's the best kept secret in our region and maybe even in our state. There's just tremendous opportunity for families to come together, for farmers to come together, and tremendous economic potential for people that want to start their own business or just boost an added value food product or even take grandma's recipe and turn it into something that can be sold at the farmer's market or at various stores in their area. So there's just so much potential.
Rebecca Woods, co-chair of the Regional Food Center Committee, says she's been there for a couple of years, but the facility development has been underway for about 8, and they're anxious to serve anybody, families with excess garden crops to entrepreneurs with an idea.
We've got a label machine, so you just get your label approved, and we can do the nutrition fact testing there. We've done fundraisers for different FFA groups and ag groups. They've made jams and salsas just to sell as a fundraiser. So from raw vegetables and raw goods, we can do baked goods and then just turn it into a finished product all right there, jarred, bagged, labeled, everything good to go.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, #knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Postsecondary Education.
Rebecca Woods with the Jackson County Regional Food Center says their commercial kitchen is at nowhere near capacity throughout the year. In a minute, we'll have their website for you to explore. She says their staff is ready to roll, and whether dealing with processing excess garden produce or potential retail products, their track record is proven.
Right now, we have one huge success story of a company that is using the kitchen to make enough product because they're selling it at a national grocery store. And so regionally, their product, we've been told, is one of the top 10 sellers in our region at this grocery store.
Madison County's Lucky Clover Farm is that processing customer, and that store, Kroger's. They have a very reasonable fee schedule and complete list of services online at JCRFC, as in Jackson County Regional Food Center, JCRFC at PRTCnet.org. That's JCRFC at PRTCnet.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.